This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I am Adora Udoji. And last night, John, had to be the biggest speech of Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin's career. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I absolutely would.
And it was certainly historic, too, because John McCain's running mate, she is, as John McCain's running mate, she's the first woman to be named to a Republican presidential ticket, and she didn't disappoint the party faithful.
Before I became governor of the great state of Alaska, I was mayor of my hometown. And since our opponents in this presidential election seem to look down on that experience, let me explain to them what the job involves. I guess a small town mayor is sort of like a community organizer, except that you have actual responsibilities.
That community organizer remark, Palin was taking a swing at Barack Obama before laying into the Democrats. Palin introduced herself and her family. She recognized her son, who will soon go to Iraq in the Army, and her husband, who calls himself Alaska's first dude. She also briefly addressed the revelation that her 17-year-old daughter, Bristol, is pregnant, news that had, well, it spurred a lot of reports and rumors as soon as she was announced as McCain's running mate.
You know, from the inside, no family ever seems typical, and that's how it is with us. Our family has the same ups and downs as any other, the same challenges and the same joys.
Palin didn't dwell on the issue during her 36-minute speech, though she portrayed herself as ready for a national campaign, saying the only difference between a hockey mom like herself and a pit bull is lipstick. She also says she's ready to tackle world issues.
With Russia wanting to control a vital pipeline in the Caucasus and to divide and intimidate our European allies by using energy as a weapon, we cannot leave ourselves at the mercy of foreign suppliers. To confront the threat that Iran might seek to cut off nearly a fifth of the world's energy supplies, or that terrorists might strike again at the Abqaiq facility in Saudi Arabia, or that Venezuela might shut off its oil discoveries and its deliveries of that source, Americans, we need to produce more of our own oil and gas and take it from a gal who knows the North Slope of Alaska. We've got lots of both.
With that rousing applause, the tickets are nearly official. Democrats Barack Obama and Joe Biden will be running against Republicans John McCain and his new running mate, Sarah Palin, who he gave a glowing review to last night as he came on stage after her speech. Tonight, John McCain will officially accept his nomination. And we want to hear from you. When you watched and heard Sarah Palin's speech last night, what did you take away? Did she change your mind if you were for, or if you liked her, or if you didn't?
I didn't think anything about Sarah Palin's speech. I think Americans and these Republicans are trying to hype her up as the next great thing, but she's not. And if she becomes vice president and woefully becomes president, this country is in a world of harm.
Well, there's an opinion. We want to hear yours, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org.